I'm Demay Roberts, stage and studio. We're listening to music from Northwest Children's Theater's production of Titra, The Girl Prince. Yes! This epic adaptation of a classic story from India is co-directed by Sarah Jane Hardy and Anita Menon. We're going to talk with both artists about their second collaboration. They first worked together on their critical success, The Jungle Book, at Northwest Children's Theater and School. This time, they collaborated with writer Avantika Shankar, who traveled from India to work on the play. The production opened last weekend and runs through February 25th. Stay with us. This is Stage and Studio. I'm Demay Roberts. With me in the KABU studio live are Sarah Jane Hardy, Artistic Director of Northwest Children's Theater and School. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's been a while.
It has been
a while. Yeah, I looked at my records and it's been, maybe a year or more. Yep. So good to have you back.
Thank you.
And welcome also to performing artist, guest artist, I assume, who's co-directing, Anita Menon. Hey, Anita. It's been a while for you as well.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me.
Oh, you need to get closer to the mic, though.
Thank you for having me.
Both are co-directors of Chitra, The Girl Prince, and I want to welcome you both to Stage and Studio. Now, I understand you had a great opening weekend. How was that, Sarah?
It was fantastic. We had four performances, two on Saturday and two on Sunday, and it was just very inspiring to see so many young people jumping out of their seats with excitement for the show that we've been working on for basically 2 years. So,
and Anita, I saw some photos that you posted on Facebook, and you're very excited, and you must be very proud.
Absolutely. It was wonderful to see the reactions of the kids in the audience. There was a little girl jumping out and trying to imitate the steps.
They start dancing?
Absolutely, and it's incredible to watch that. To me, that was all worth it.
There's a lot of dancing, we'll get to that, because I know your work, and you have a lot of beautiful dance in there, so it's spectacular, and I'm sure inspiring to a lot of young girls, which we'll also talk about. You both first collaborated on the Indian dance-infused adaptation of The Jungle Book in 2015. Now, didn't you guys win a Grammy Award or something?
We didn't. We got several nominations.
You got nominations. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you got some recognition for that.
We did.
For that production.
And it broke some box office records for us, too.
Did it now? Mm-hmm. I like to hear that.
Yep.
How cultural works can break box office.
Absolutely.
You hear that? It does happen. So how big of a scale was that production? How many actors, dancers? How many people in the ensemble?
We had a dance ensemble of 9, and then we probably had another 7 or 8 characters in the production. So about 16, 17, which is about average for Northwest Children's
Theater. Is it?
Yes.
So this Chitra is the same then?
Chitra has,
the
we have
scale?
A little more.
20.
Yeah, we have 20. So, we do some smaller shows, but it's not uncommon for us to have 20 actors on the stage.
Well, you also involve a lot of students in there too.
We
right?
do.
And young people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We do. At Northwest Children's Theater, we have what we call age-appropriate casting. So if the role calls for an adult, we cast an age-appropriate adult for that role. And if the role calls for a child, we cast a child. And if it doesn't specify, we tend to go with what I call adult-sized children.
Fun size. No. No, but that's great. That's great, because that's an important thing for training as
it
well,
is.
Because you are a school, after all.
We are a school, and it's also, I think, important for audiences. Our audiences, our main audiences, are young people. And we know that they have a specific response to seeing other young people on stage. It's very empowering to those kids to see other kids doing something that maybe they didn't know was possible.
Well, and to add to that, it's also wonderful to have representation as an Asian American too, and an Indian American. Anita, do you want to speak to that?
Absolutely. It has been incredible, even through the casting process, to have such a diverse cast of characters on stage. And also, of course, to just an honor to have an Indian story be presented on main stage.
Thing. And I just want to announce, too, that our web director here just walked into our KWU studio. This is a live show, and we're going to be Facebook living. So everybody, wave. You can join us at Facebook on KWU's Facebook page. So we are Facebook live as well as live on the radio. So how does Chitra, the girl prince, compare, I guess, with the previous production you did, The Jungle Book? And, you know, you've said it's about a little bit bigger as a scale of production. Is there's more dance? And I hear there's martial arts, so I want to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. With Jungle Book, I'll speak for the dance part of it. We highlighted at least 4 or 5 different styles of dance in the Jungle Book. Chitra is more of, I want to say, a more storytelling, intensive production. And do you want to add to that, Sarah Jean?
Sure, yeah. I think Jungle Book for us was telling, it was retelling a tale that was very familiar to the majority of NWCT audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to be quite abstract in a lot of the work that we did on stage because the story was very familiar. With Chitra, the majority of audiences that we were anticipating coming had no idea what that story was about. And so it was important when we met with Ivantika that we made it clear that the story came through. So the dance is there, and the dance is very, very prominent. But we spend more time with... Also, frankly, it's a better story. We spend more time with the story. We get to know the characters in a deeper, more three-dimensional way. We get to understand the plot line a little bit more. And martial arts, the fight sequences, of course, are the third big character in this show. So we have the acting, we have the dancing, we also have the fighting.
Well, I want to talk about all of that, you know, as we talk more about the production itself. You started to say that the story is not as well known, but you like the story so much better than The Jungle Book. So The Legend of Chitra first appeared around the 4th century BC and is part of the Mahabharata, an epic myth from ancient India. And, you know, Anita, you want to tell us more about the story itself?
Absolutely. So it is an ancient story, but about 150 years ago, Rabindranath Tagore, who is a Nobel poet from India, he retold it in a more modern way. And we're just super excited to be here and, you know, telling that story right now. It is about a girl who's, you know, born to a family of born to royalty. And
she's a princess.
She's a princess, yeah. But... She's raised to be a boy and to be a prince, to be able to do everything that a prince could do. And
not to give too much away.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I'm
but
hesitating.
She's raised as a prince because her father, the king, requires somebody to lead the army and somebody to take on the princely, kingly duties. And although the story doesn't really spend much time on that idea, it's implied that, you know, as a girl, her real only way to be successful in her in the situation that she was born into was to identify, or at least to identify with characteristics of typical boyhood or young manhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when we meet her as a fierce warrior and leader of the army.
Well, what inspired you to want to collaborate on this production, on this particular story?
Sure.
Well, when we finished Jungle Book, I had a long list of production options, like name, titles that I was talking to Sarah Jane with. And at the bottom of the list was this one. And the rest of the titles were well known to the Western theater world, and this was the one that was not. And Sarah Jane looked at it and went, "What is that one? What is this about the girl prince? Can you tell me more about that?" And given that we both, in our own worlds of work, had done stories about strong girls and strong women role models, it just seemed like a perfect fit for both of us to come together to tell this one.
Absolutely. And once Anita started telling me the story and just its discussion about gender and gender roles and gender identity, it just seemed so incredibly relevant and vital,
mm-hmm.
and child-friendly, but also very, very sophisticated,
mm-hmm.
and universal. And it was, there was never any doubt after that. Then it was just a matter of, okay, how do we do this? What is the responsible way to tell the story? And how do we make sure that people come and see it?
And it's an, a way to tell more authentic stories, too, especially, you know, from a particular culture.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts talking with Sarah Jane Hardy and Anita Menon of Northwest Children's Theater and School production of Chitra, The Girl Prince. You can follow along on this conversation and see photos and links at stageandstudio.org or kboo.fm/stageandstudio or visit their site at nwcts.org. I think it's really important to find strong representations of young women of color, you know, especially now, and in young adult and children's theater, because as you said, people, you know, the kids were identifying and dancing, you know, to the play as the play was going on. Mm-hmm. And you have to think it's because there's a strong connection to what's who's on stage and who they feel like they are in real life or want to be in real life. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think that's an important thing. Is it hard to find those kind of representations for women? And you kind of smiled, Sarah, but I would think that, you know, it might be hard sometimes in children's literature, and especially if you're doing classic.
You mean the material or the
actors? The material.
Yes. I mean, Northwest Children's Theater has veered from the beaten path of TYA, or Theater for Young Audiences, years ago, because we were not finding the kind of material that we wanted to produce out there in the global, in the national conversation. And so for a long time, we have been creating our own work. I think this is the 18th work that we have commissioned in-house. And almost all of them have focused on adaptations of stories that have strong central female or female-identifying
characters. That's awesome. That is so awesome. Chitra, The Girl Prince also features epic martial arts sequences and a wide range of dance styles, and it tells the story of the warrior princess and hero, who is a hero who finds her true self, as well as a love story, I understand. And you brought Avantika Shankar to work on this production. She is a writer now. She's originally from India, or does she live in India?
She lives in India.
And so she came all the way here to adapt the original text for this production. And Anita, you know, I was listening to this. We're going to play an interview clip pretty soon. Avantika was first inspired by your production of Murder on the Ganges.
That's right.
Is that how you met, or did you know each other before that?
We met through a common friend, and when she was visiting Portland, and Avantika and I started chatting, and I asked her to do work on the script of Murder on the Ganges, which was one of my works from my previous.
And it was adapted from Agatha Christie, but told with a much different lens.
Yes, absolutely.
an improved lens, shall we say.
And so Avantika worked on that script with us, and she lives in Bombay, and that's where she worked. And so we, once we started our collaboration with her, well, I guess we reached out to her and asked her to work on this script, and she was excited. She was absolutely thrilled to be able to do this.
Well, let's hear from her.
Oh,
yeah, we've
got
a short clip from here talking about what it was like to work on Chitra, The Girl Prince.
And at that time, that project got me very excited about this new movement that was growing in Portland, where stories from different cultures around the world were taking the spotlight and being shared and talked about. And so when Anita and Sarah Jane approached me with the idea for Chitra, I was excited to be a part of that process all over again, especially because it was going to be on a much bigger scale than I'd ever experienced before, and I was going to be collaborating with a very diverse and very skilled group of people. At the time, I didn't know much about the original story. I, of course, knew Rabindranath Tagore, the Nobel laureate, and I know the impact that he's had on the culture of my country, and especially on Bengali culture. He's from a state in eastern India called Bengal, and his work in music and poetry and literature has had a major impact on its cultural heritage. And most Bengali people who are involved in dance or drama in any capacity have performed Chitranga multiple times over the course of their lives. And when I read Tagore's play, I saw immediately why it is as important to this entire culture as it is, and why it stayed relevant for so many generations. Because in the play, Tagore isn't just speaking to a particular culture or set of people. Chitra is everyone. I don't think there's a person alive who hasn't experienced that struggle between duty and identity that she does in the play, we've all had an Arjun in our lives that we've been tempted by or on a way to. And Arjun is not necessarily always a person. It can be a place, it can be an idea, an experience, a job. And it's this point that causes this crisis of identity and makes you think, who am I really? And those experiences are important because they reaffirm your conviction and your sense of duty, but they also serve to expand your sense of identity and remind you that you are not just one thing. And that's a story that spoke to me, especially considering the conversations we're having around gender equality and gender identity today. I wrote the play about a year ago, a long time before the Me Too and Time's Up movements gained the momentum they have now, but those conversations were still being had and those voices had already started to speak up and demand equal representation. So there are various aspects that I've tried to focus on in my version of the script in the hope that, one, the story is able to transcend cultural boundaries, and also so that we're celebrating the essence of the story in a contemporary context. Portland as a city, and Northwest Children's Theatre specifically as a community, has been very welcoming and kind to me. And every day I come to rehearsal and am just overwhelmed by the experience. I've met some incredible people and had the privilege to watch them work and see various aspects of the production come together. The dance sequences are stunning, the music, the set, the costumes, everything is larger than life. The part that I'm really blown away by is the fight choreography, because I saw the fight sequences and I knew that this is something really special and really empowering to watch, especially as a woman. I didn't grow up in the United States, and so I don't really have first-hand experience of being a minority, and that's not an experience I can personally speak to, but I can see how significant this moment is, that we're seeing an Indian story on the main stage, and we're seeing an Indian female lead breaking down barriers of gender. And I think we're at a very important point in time when these stories are evolving from being just tertiary stories in narratives that have otherwise been dominated by Caucasian and specifically Western voices, to becoming equal players in the contemporary cultural consciousness. For me, the writing process, when I was writing back home in Mumbai, it was very internal and reflective and sometimes took me to very dark places because you see so much of Chitran yourself and it felt lonely. And then I come here and I walk into rehearsal and I see something so beautiful and it's true to my culture and to my heritage. And at the same time, it has spoken to so many people from such diverse backgrounds. That was a moment I still don't have words for. I speak three languages and I make my living as a writer and I am at a loss for words.
That was Avantika Shankar, who adapted the classic tale of Chitra, the Girl Prince, which is running at Northwest Children's Theatre and School till February 25th. How was it like to work with Avantika? Both of you?
Oh, she's incredible. She turned around script changes within hours. There were times when we'd work a scene and we'd request some changes, and she'd wake up at 4 a.m. because she lived in India, and turn around all the changes back to us so that we'd have a copy.
So she was only here for 1 week then?
Yes, that's correct.
For the final week, for the tech week?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so, this is, I have to say kudos, Sarah Jane, for taking this great leap.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And not only doing a cultural work, but also working internationally mm-hmm. at the same time. And that's a pretty big deal for a theater company.
Yeah, I think it felt so right at the time that it's only really as we were getting into Tech Week and I was like, oh, what if we've made a terrible mistake?
Oh, you always think that, don't you?
Right?
It's like, what am I doing with my life?
Why am I doing this?
The tech crisis.
But I have to say that if I hadn't partnered with Anita all these years ago, I don't think I would have had the courage or the opportunity to work so interculturally.
It's a good partnership.
It
very
is.
Good collaboration.
Yeah. And I think that she has been, she's reinforced every step of the way, but also provided cultural insight. And, not everything we've done has been right. We've had to back up several mm-hmm. times and try again. And so to have such a close collaborator, so central to the organization now, but also to this particular work, has made all the difference.
Well, I also want to speak to authenticity, too, and the power of authenticity, because here you're working with an Indian artist, who also you're working with an Indian artist internationally. Mm-hmm. And I think that makes a big difference when you're working on an Indian text, 100%. Know? And quite often I'm not getting on a soapbox, but I may. Quite often a lot of theater companies don't take that extra You know, they don't go that extra mile because it's a little bit more difficult. It adds a lot more complexity to something that's already complex.
It does. And I think theater is perfectly poised to have these conversations and to have these collaborations because it is a collaborative art form to begin with. But there's no denying that when you have that many voices in the room that have equal say in the outcome, it's complex.
And it's difficult to manage. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. It takes longer.
Absolutely. And I think more than any other show, my producer hat was on more often than my artist hat in the early stages of this show as we, you know, we navigated the various cultural identities that we were being that were being brought into the conversation. And but, you know, I'm so glad that we did it. And it's so invigorating and so inspiring. The work very quickly turns to it turns from being something that is a little intimidating to being something that feels so inspirational
and
energizing. Mm-hmm. And realizing that the city, you know, has a tremendous amount to offer, and all of a sudden the opportunities are just, you know, tenfold. They increase tenfold overnight when you start realizing the depth of artistry in these communities that you have not been engaged
with.
And
you bring in new audiences.
That's right.
Or returning audience from the Jungle Book, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
How long was the rehearsal process?
We started rehearsals probably, we started in December, and then we took a break for the holidays. So it's been about a 2-month process with the actors.
Yeah, that's not too bad with the holidays.
No, not at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's just wonderful also. I mean, she talked about gender equality and the how it furthers that conversation, Chitra does. And I really have to say that you have a wonderful fight choreographer and martial artist that I want to give a shout out to, Kristen Munn, who is working on the show because she really does work on her fight choreography or martial art choreography to empower women, and that's a I've talked to her in the past, and it's a personal mission of hers. How was that for the young women? Because I think all young women should take martial arts, frankly. You know, but how was that for the young women working on the show?
I think the girls and boys, for that matter, were just super excited to work on all the fights that she had planned, and we also used weapons in this show, and so working with that and moving them, and it was just incredible to see a woman come and teach these kids fight choreography. I mean, it was just so powerful. I don't think it would have been as powerful if it was another man who would come in to teach.
Again, that's that issue of identity, right?
Absolutely.
Identifying with that person.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the cast. Is it now, is your daughter in this? Am I right about that?
Yes.
And is she playing Chitra?
She's playing Chitra.
Oh, how is that?
Well,
You've worked with her before, obviously.
I'm at a loss for words here.
You must be so proud.
Yes, I am a proud mother, but I also want to say that she earned her way.
Give us her name.
Alicia Menon.
Shout out, Alicia.
Yes, I'm very proud of her. She earned her way up by, you know.
She auditioned?
She auditioned.
She did, and this is
good.
The
I think that's important.
Fourth show that she's done here.
Yeah.
You know, and she's been in the chorus, and she's, you know, she's had a supporting role.
Yeah.
And this is, it's just a beautiful portrayal. She's done an amazing job. I know she personally has been working. We cast in June of last year, and she knew that she needed to get strong, and so she started.
May I ask her age range? Or?
She's 18. She'll be 19.
So she's an up-and-comer here in Portland.
She is. Uh-huh.
I think she's arrived.
I believe it was an epic production, right?
Yeah, so it sounds spectacular. You want to give a shout-out to the rest of the cast? Is it all Asian-American, or, you know?
No, we have a pretty mixed cast. Ken
Yoshikawa.
Yes, Heath Houghton. Sudipta Majumdar, Zerofini, let's see.
Avish Menon.
Oh, Avish is also.
Oh, I forgot about my other sibling. Is that your son?
That's my son, yes.
All right, all right.
And we have a whole lot of ensemble members, incredible dancers. All of them worked so hard to be on the show, to be perfect.
Were they a lot of your former students, or are you still teaching them?
A few of them were former students, and some of the others came from other teachers of Indian classical dance. And so we have five Bharatanatyam dancers in the show, and we're just they all worked incredibly hard.
So I was sad to hear that you closed your dance company. Is that permanent? Or?
Yes, yeah. That is permanent. Yeah. And it's so that I can do exciting work
productions.
Like this. Exactly.
Productions. You're
exactly.
moving forward as an artist, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Chitra, The Girl Prince, a new collaboration with Anita Menon and Sarah Jane Hardy at Northwest Children's Theater and School. The show features epic martial arts sequences and dancers from India, both from India as well, and also Portland's Bengali American community. That's an important thing. How have they responded to this?
They have been extremely supportive. Yeah. Extremely supportive. We have
and very artists. Generous.
Yes.
Extremely generous.
Yes.
With their time and mm-hmm. with their they have had them. We've been invited to their homes. They've provided material. They've provided vocals and music and drumming.
They've
and
embraced this production.
It's been so wonderful. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
That's such a great thing. Mm-hmm. And obviously they're in the audience too, right?
Yes.
And on the stage.
Chitra tells the much-loved story of Chitra, who goes on an epic hero's journey in India. Chitra, The Girl Prince, adapted by Avantika Shankar. The show runs through February 25th at the Northwest Children's Theater and School. And Chitra is recommended for ages 6 and up. And for tickets, call their box office at 503-222-2190. And you can also go to nwcts.org. That's their site, Northwest Children's Theater and School. And it's located at 1819 Northwest Everett Street in Portland. And I have all that info at stageandstudio.org and kbu.fm/stageandstudio. In the time remaining, anything that you want to give a shout out about, Chitra? Any final shout outs?
Well, I do want to say a big thank you to NWCT, because it was a huge risk. An unknown title, unknown dance forms, and
mega budget.
Yes,
I'm sure.
Exactly. And,
so many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For welcoming the Indian American community with open arms, really could not have done it without Sarah Jane and NWCT.
And Judy Kafori, who's, our founder and executive director. And she's pretty relentless in her pursuit of staying relevant.
And that's important.
Relevant.
Absolutely.
It is.
Also
and
getting the
board of directors, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. They've never once flinched. So
that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And so you've got a final season production?
Peter Pan? We're doing Peter Pan. This is our 25th anniversary season. So every work that we're producing this year was commissioned. So Peter Pan is the...
It's a new...
It's new, not new.
Adaptation?
It's new to us. We commissioned it 5 years ago.
Oh.
So it's Rodi Ortega and Milo Mary wrote that in about 5 years ago. And Alicia Menon was in that too. She was a mermaid.
Oh, a mermaid
back in
Peter
day.
Pan.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have several mermaids.
Oh, wow.
So this is an entire season of commissioned work. So.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Well, congrats on the 25th 5 years.
Thank you.
I was around when it was first formed, so aren't I old? So, but it's good to hear that. It's good to hear that, that it's so successful and it keeps on going. Anita, any projects you want to preview? Any other projects?
Well, not yet. We're, in
Stay
talks.
Tuned.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want to continue this collaboration?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well,
absolutely.
Sarah Jane Hardy and Anita Menon, it's been great having you here on Stage and Studio. Congrats on another successful collaboration.
Thank you.
One, and the third one is sometime in 2 years, I assist. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
That's it for Stage and Studio. Thanks to engineer Ray Bodwell. I'll have the show online today at stageandstudio.org and kbu.fm/stageandstudio, as well as on iTunes. Like us on facebook.com/stage2letterinstudio. Tweet me at @stage2letterinstudio. Till next time, I'm Dee Mae Roberts. We're going to go out with more music from Chitra, The Girl Prince.